So we are at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. First top line, Ozlo Rufuna Breder of Yehuda Amar L'Shmaitzei Kameh D'Rava. Let us just refresh, because we need to remember exactly what's going on for the Hemshech HaSugya. We had a Machlekes in the Mishnah, Machlekes Tanayim, as to, we know, Midyaraisa, the Isser Achilles Chametz, begins from the beginning of the seventh hour on Erev Pesach. But the Mishnah told us that Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to eat Chametz the fifth hour of the day. You may not eat in the sixth, and sixth you have to be Isaac in Beor. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're only allowed to eat the first 4 hours of the day. In the fifth hour of the day, you're allowed to derive benefits, but you may not eat. And Rabbi Gamliel says, we only allow you to eat Truma in the fifth hour of the day. So we quoted the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah there speaks about if there is a discrepancy between the testimony of the Edom. In that, if one aid says and that it took place in the second hour of the day, and one says it took place in the third hour of the day, the Eidus is good, according to Rabbi Meir, but if you're off by 2 hours, it's not good, according to Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and he said, even if you're off by 2 hours, it's okay, but if one says it was in the fifth hour of the day, and one says it was in the seventh hour of the day, being that it's on either side of Chatzos, and the sun is in the west, the sun is in the east, in the morning, in the west, in the afternoon, then the Eidus is not considered to be good. So Abaye said, what is pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Meir? What is the pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So we ended off with two possibilities, Abaye said. Possibility number one was, Abaye says, L'cheshetim Salemer, L'divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Tayev Leiklum. A person actually doesn't make any mistake at all, meaning an aid. When an aid is coming to be made and Dinin of Fashis, they don't make mistakes. And when one aid says second hour, one aid says the third hour, really aid number one meant the very end of the second hour, aid number two meant the very beginning of the third hour, and they're actually testifying on the same time. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, who seemed to say even if you're off by 2 hours, no, it doesn't actually mean so much. Really, a person makes a mistake 30 minutes. When one said, let's say, the third hour, he meant the very end of the third hour. When one said the fifth hour, he meant the very beginning of the fifth hour. And it took place in the middle of the fourth hour, in which case you're going to be off by half an hour. That was the first Lashon of Rabbi Meir. And the second Lashon of Rabbi Meir gave a little bit more room of potential toast. I mean, don't want to mention it just because it'll get a bit confusing. But the point which we need to remember is that Abaye says, it's possible that the fellow made a mistake, that the Tuedim made a mistake. So in other words, Reuben and Shimon come into Bezdin and they say, we saw Levi kill Yehuda. Levi is Chayiv Misa. So we ask Reuben, when did it take place? And let's just use Rabbi Yehuda because it brings out the point even stronger. We ask Reuben, when did it take place? He said it took place 3 hours into the day. We cross-examine Shimon, when did it take place? It took place 5 hours into the day. We say, no problem, your Eidus is good, it's glatt, no problem, and it's Eidus Mechuvenis, and we will go ahead and we will prosecute Levi based on your testimony. Because it's possible that they made a mistake. And again, Abaye says, according to Rabbi Meir, this is the type of mistake which you make. Maybe you made this mistake, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you made this type of mistake. So, Ozal, top of the Amud, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Ozal Rav Huna, brother of Yehuda, Amar L'Shmaitzei Kameh D'Rava. He came along and he said over the way Abaye was Masber, the Machlik, or the what comes out in Shitas Rabbi Meir, what comes out in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He said this to Rava. So, Amar said Rava, Uma ilu daikina bahani zahadi dahani deka amri shalish betchila shalish. Bahai deka amri chamish besave chamish. Bahavi edis mukhashis, velekat linen. Says Rava, this doesn't make any sense. Telling me that one aid says hour three and one aid says hour number five, maybe they meant this, maybe they meant the end of the third, the beginning of the fifth, and so on. But maybe if we would go and we would ask them, Reuven who said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour. Shimon who said the fifth hour maybe meant the end of the fifth hour. In which case, the eidus is off. The margin of error is too much for human error. And the sveika, and the makim safik, when we're not even sure, anan nekam nipta misveika. After all, we have an obligation of the shaftu eida vihitzilu ha'eida, and the vihitzilu ha'eida says that one always needs to make sure, one always needs to make sure that we do whatever we can to matter, to patter, to get the fellow off the hook. So we can't take chances and make assumptions when we're dealing with nefashis, when we have this halachic imperative of vihitzilu ha'eida. If you look at Rashi, three lines down, Omar. Rashi says, Amar Rava, v'chi evshel loymer she'ein toilen betolos ela mashu l'Rabbi Meir, v'shol mashu l'Rabbi Yehuda, im kein, heich atzah metzarif edus on, how can you be metzarif the edus, mi amar lecha she'zeh hamakdim, the fellow who said the earlier time, niskaven l'seif hashol, he actually had in mind for the end of the hour, and the one who said the later time, Niskaven Latchilas Hashah, had in mind for the beginning of that hour, Kedei Lekarvan Zayt Lzeh, Ulatzaref Edusin, Shleite Benem Elashir Tos Ha'odim. You can't make assumptions over here. We've got this din of Yitzilo Eida, which says anytime we have any suffix, Yitzilo Eida. Yitzilo Eida. So Elam Rava, no. No, we're not going to say, like you said about it. We're going to say the following. L'divri Rabbi Meir, Adam Toyesh Dei Shos Chasamashu. It's not that there's a possibility, but we're going to say, the assumption is people are off by 2 hours minus a drop. Meaning that people make mistakes. People are not precise. People are imprecise when they come and they speak about times and hours. People are necessarily imprecise. Adam Toyesh Dei Shos Chasamashu. People make a mistake according to Rabbi Meir, just under 2 hours. People make a mistake according to Yehuda, just under 3 hours. That is the stum of the mill stuff. That is what people do. The Gemara speaks it out. In which case, when did the event take place? The beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour. So from the beginning of the second hour to the end of the third hour, there is just under 2 hours. That's when it took place. It took place in the beginning of Maisa Yava Ibit Khalishtai, maybe Basif Shalish, the Khadmina al Katoy, Bez Shois, Khasamashu. And the Divri Rebuta, Adam Tayesh Shalish Shois Khasamashu. A person, Minastam, makes a mistake just under 3 hours. Maisa Yava. It took place either at the beginning of the third or the end of the fifth. One of them made a mistake just under 3 hours. Let's take a look at one Rashi over here. The Rashi pretty much directly across. El Amar Rava. Rashi says, El Amar Rava, L'Rabbi Meir. L'Rabbi Meir, what is the Bachtu? L'Rabbi Meir, Shahayim Mekayimi Dusan. Adam Toyakom Asha Ate Yochel Lechalik. Es Elu Dahainu. Shahayim Mekayimi Dusan Dahainu Shtei Shreis Chosamashu. Umishim Hachidusan Kayemes. Dechinami Amris Zesha Amishtaim Betchilishtaim. When the fellow says two, even if he meant the beginning of the second hour, meaning this, when a person speaks, this is what he means. People make this mistake. It's not that, oh, maybe, you know, maybe the guy meant this, and maybe he meant that, and therefore I've got my problem. Well, if we would ask him, then maybe he would say, I'm at the beginning of the second hour, maybe I'm at the end of the third and the fourth hour. No. People make this mistake. This is the assumption. This is what they do, Rashi says. And the next Rashi, Maisa Gihaba, Oibisev Shalish, Oibitchil Shtaim, Kolomer. Laini boy im Hoya Maisa Besev Shtaim, Oibitchil Gimel. For sure, in a case, if the murder took place at the end of the second hour, or the beginning of the third hour, the tos mu'etesu. It's a small mistake. Dinami neimer hai betchileshtayim. Even if a fellow would have said, I think it took place at the beginning of the second hour. If you ask me, I think it took place at the beginning of the second. Still, ein kantos. There's only a mistake of elishah v'hai inami amar b'seiv shalish. Even if the other one says at the end of the third, ein kantos elishah. There's only a 1 hour mistake. Elafilu havi ma'ase b'tchileshtayim. Even if the event took place at the beginning of the second hour, v'hai to come in shalish b'seiv shalish. And the guy who says it took place at the end of the third hour, v'yesh kantos shtei shos chasamashu, afilu achi ein koyach lanu levatlan. She'af pekach adam toya. Meaning, when a person speaks, people don't know, and this is what they meant to say. This is what they meant to say. In which case, you cannot come and say, oh, v'tzilo aida, you know, if I would have asked the question, maybe I would have, of course, so long as we assume people don't make any mistakes. So then, I've got v'tzilo aida saying, 1 second, you can't make any assumptions. V'tzilo aida. If you'd be medayik and you'd ask questions, maybe you'd get clarity. So comes on Rav and says, now you have to say that the pashtus is Adam Toyesh Shoyis Chasamashu. Or according to the view that Adam Toyesh Shoyis Chasamashu, to the extent that the Adis is considered to be perfectly good, congruous Adis. There's no lack of symmetry in the Adis. It is considered to be Adis Mechuvenis. That is what Rav says you have to say according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Just to mention parenthetically over here, if we ask ourselves. So again, according to Rava, you can ask this question in Abai also, but let's just stick with Rava for now. So according to Rava, we say, in Rabbi Meir, a person makes a mistake in just under 2 hours. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake just under 3 hours. In which case, when one aide says it took place in the second hour, one says it took place in the third, or the second, and the fourth, and so on, it's fine, it's good. So what is the machlekes Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda over here? Rebbe Yehuda says a person makes a mistake just under 3 hours. Rebbe Meir says, no, he doesn't. A person makes a mistake only under 2 hours. So we don't want to say that they're arguing in the Metzias. We don't want to say Ba'asrei the Rebbe Meir, they'd make a mistake up until 2 hours. Ba'asrei the Yehuda, they make a mistake up until 3 hours. That's not a very gishmaka machlekes. Rather, we would say that the machlekes is over here. Everyone agrees to the statistics. Everyone agrees that, let's say, I don't know, 70% of people, 80% of people, 90% of people make a mistake up until 2 hours. But you know what? Maybe 60% of them will also make a mistake up until 3 hours also. So how now are we going to balance 60% of people, whatever percentage you choose, I'm not sure, how are you going to balance the smaller percentage of people who will even make a larger mistake to the extent that it's a reasonable mistake, it's not like a very, very strange, uncommon mistake. How are we going to balance that with the Hitzilo Aida, which is screaming in the other corner of the ring, saying, Bimatzel Ledai, anytime you're able to trip them up, then you have to go ahead and break up the Aida. So, both, and everyone agrees to the statistics and the percentages, the majority of people will make a mistake, certainly up to 2 hours, and maybe there's a smaller, possibly even majority, but a smaller amount would make a larger mistake. And how do we kind of balance that with the Hitziloid? That would come out, that would be the Machlekes over here, the Machlekes Tanayim.
Yeah, but Pshat is that time never had watches to tell the time.
Correct.
They had to look at.
Correct.
So you could make a mistake. But on the other hand, all the other Hakiras were right. He was right in all the other things. It's just the time. It was wrong.
Correct.
So, how can you say that if you shouldn't kill him? The master, he was right. You're saying that the Aegis is brought for because of the time. That time, like, I know the Gemara asked him to say, Kash Avzob, but the master, person can make a mistake. I mean, very often with me, I phone the bank up, I make a mistake, so they ask you another Kash. Here, they don't ask if he's been right in all the other things.
And right, so we're going to see. Well, I mean, the question is if the fellow's been right on 6 out of 7, isn't 6 out of 7 good enough?
Yeah.
So we'll come back to this. We'll see this a bit further on. Fine. Adkan, that is the machlekes between Abai and Rava. So basically, we have over here machlekes Abai and Rava, how to explain the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Sanhedrin. So now we actually quote the Mishnah. Tanan. They would investigate, interrogate the witnesses with seven questions. Beis the Shvua, which 7-year cycle? Beis, meaning the seven Shemitahs in the Yovel, which Shemitah cycle was it? Beis the Shavua, Beis the Shana, Beis the Chodesh, Bekama, Bechodesh. Beis the Yoim, Beis the Shah, Beis the Mokum. So these are the seven questions which they would ask the witnesses. The Tanan, and we also learned in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Ma Bein Chakiras Lebedikas, because the Mishnah goes on to say, besides these seven questions, we ask them other questions. What was the fellow wearing? What color were his shoes? And so on. Ma says that.
I'm asking which of the seven Shemitah cycles?
Which one of the Shemitah cycles? Is this the third of the seven Shemitah cycles in the Yovel?
Eight years after the crime.
Well, yeah, I mean, the question is, yeah, we are asking which Shemitah cycle, which means there is no statute of limitations. That's what does come out. The very fact that you could say it took place in the second Shemitah cycle, you know, 84 years ago. What did they say? Yeah? Doesn't say which Yovel. Yeah, it's a good point. So maybe yeah, that's really considered la'ilam, right? It's in a different. I'll go upon him. Says the Gemara, Ma bein chakiras lebedikas. We also ask him other questions. What is the difference? Chakiras, amr echad men eini yodea. If one of the witnesses says, I don't know, edus and betela, the edus is bottle. Whereas bedikas, afilu shneim ayimim ein anu yodim, edus and kayemis. The edus is mekuyim. The Eidus is Mekuyim. So, fine. I mean, let me first just explain the pshat. Let's see one more line, actually. Vavinimba, we asked, Majna Hakiris, Majna Habadikas, what's the difference? Ramina, we say, Hakiris, Amr Echmen, Eini Yodea. If one of the witnesses says, I don't know which year it took place, the Eidus in Betela, the Havila Eidus, Yatayach Lazima, because you're no longer able to be Mazim the Eidim, you're no longer able to say, how could you testify that Reuven killed Shimon in New York City on Thursday, the first of Nisan, when on the first of Nisan you were in Yerushalayim? So anything which has to do with time and place, which is what is essential in order to be a Mazim, there is a halachic requirement, we'll see Rashi in a minute, there is a requirement that the Eidus has to be the type of Eidus which lends itself to the possibility of being Mazim the Eidim. Otherwise, the Eidus is Nishken Eidus. It's not Eidus at all. David Eidus, Shi'ati Yoch Lazima. Eidus, Shi'ati Yoch Lazima. I'm sorry. So if one of them says they need their Eidus, Betela, David Eidus, Shi'ati Yoch Lazima. Whereas Bedikus, one of them says, I don't know if he was wearing a red shirt or an orange shirt. Eidus, Shi'ati Yoch Lazima. That is considered to be Eidus, Shi'ati Yoch Lazima. So first, just to explain a couple of points. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, four lines down, the wide lines, Rashi says, "V'sheva chakiris mikroy nafgalon." Now, these are learned out from psukim, and this goes back to Bobby's question of, you know, you got in a 6 out of 7, that's pretty good, but mikroy nafgalon, the Sanhedrin, ba'u pirika, we learn out 7, and therefore all of these are going to be non-negotiable. You need to get all 7 of them right. But me'inyan le'inyan, if you look at the second thesis over here, be'eza yoim, think about this logically. We ask him, which 7-year cycle? The second. Which year? He tells us the year. Which month? The month. Which date of the month? He tells us the date. Now, once you've done that, you know the day of the week. And on the contrary, if he says, let's say the 13th of the month was a Tuesday, he says the 13th, and we say, which day? Wednesday. On second. He's not even able to say that because that's called being chayzer or magid. That's called changing your original statement.
So
that has to do with the date. That has to do with the date. Say again? Well, okay, I mean, Rabbi Taz is asking, you know, maybe that goes back to the previous discussion that maybe you didn't know if it's malach hasa. Let's say like this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you can only be out one day up until the 15th of the month. So let's say one says, he says it was on the 27th of the month, and then you say, which day of the week? Tuesday. And really, it's supposed to be Wednesday. And so, you look at the second thesis, it says, it says the right date. What merit is there in asking him which day of the week? So it seems to be pointless to even ask him this question. Meaning we're learning out from Sukkim, according to Tesis. Tesis is saying, you're right, even though there's no real kind of halachic merit, so to speak, in as far as interrogating the witnesses is concerned, because you can't even do it, but there's a gzeir sakas of you, there cannot be hakhasha in the hakiris, and so on, they can't be makhash themselves. At the beginning of the month, like we said, and so on. But the point is, we learn out the Shevach Hakiris from Psukim, and therefore it's important even when it comes to hours. We'll just throw it over here, a very interesting machlekes between Rabbi Yonasan and Eibeshitz in the Sefer Urim V'Tumim and the Chazon Ish. It's a fascinating discussion. Says Rabbi Yonasan and Eibeshitz in Ne'emanim Aleinu, Divrei Marner Bionis and Ibishitz, he says there's no makar anywhere in Tanakh or anywhere like that about the concept of, in Tanakh at least, about the concept of 24 hours in the day. So, you know, where does this, you know, 12 hours in the day, 12 hours at night, you know, where does that come from? 12 hours. So we know that the, you know, in Chazal they speak about the concept of hours. Shonim, they speak about hours, and there's a discussion about, why every single hour is made up of 1,080 halakim. So I don't remember where I saw it, because 1,080 is divisible by every single number, with the exception of maybe 7 or something. Or there's like, you know, it's pretty much divisible with every number, and therefore, if we're looking, so too they say 12 hours, because 12 is divisible by 1 and by 2 and by 3 and by 4 and by 6, you know. And so it's a good number, but it's like a hamtzah. It's a societal hamtzah. It's something which society came up with, and so on. It's something which maybe the ancients came up with. So says Rabbi Yonasan and Eibeshitz. So if so, he says like this, Be'chreyach, we have to explain that. So we come along, we ask the Edim, this again goes back to your question, which hour in the day did it take place in? And if not, we've got a problem of Yitzilo Edo. So he says, like, let's kind of examine that from like a diraisa perspective. What does that mean? Midiraisa, was kendos meinin? I mean, there's no musug of shois midiraisa, 12 hours. Could be there's only 2 hours midiraisa, morning and afternoon, 2 units. So says Rabbi Yonasan, he says, it must be that the Kavanah Sotera is L'sha Mucheshes Umurgeshes. It's got to be that we're asking them about a time which is very clearly distinguishable. What does that mean? V'hainu L'chatzei Sayyim. So, meaning what the Torah is saying is, it's not enough to say which day. I want to know morning or afternoon, because at least those blocks, those manim, are distinct enough. And that, you know, that might be. And he goes on, but he goes on the same. Achashe skimo hatoychanim l'chalek esayim l'yud beiz halakim hiskimo achachomim l'harbois b'chakira shakalamar b'lachkar b'diktuk yoysim mitzumtzim harezim shubach. It's very interesting kind of how this kind of, you know, what the Torah's requirement of chakira is, and what Chazal kind of, how they interpret that, and how that kind of plays back into, like, you know, the Torah Shebaal Peh, like how it all kind of works in. He brings over here Chazon Ish in Simen Pehe in Yerdea, that the Chazon Ish says, no, it's not true, says the Chazon Ish. He says that I have a raya from Vestas, that there's a musik of a Vestas for an hour, that a woman can have a Vestas for an hour. And that's called a Vestas Kavua. And we know in former times, it was common for women. Nowadays it's fairly uncommon. But I have edus from a particular Yakisha woman going back 90 years ago. It was always within the hour, always. That was a common thing. And says the Chazon Ish, there is a musig of a vessel for shoyis. If so, sheyesh inyan yud be shoyis bidyaraisa. So that's the Chazon Ish's raya, that there is actually a concept of hours, even with yaraisa, and so on. Again, it gets into this whole discussion of to what extent, you know, should we, can we, must we be medayik in the concept of shoyis.
I thought the 12 hours came from my sabrishis when there was exactly 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night.
But where does it say that?
I somehow remember it.
Yeah, so in Chazal we find this concept. Chazal say, Shari Shaina Kadosh Baruch Hu did this. Second hour he did this. Third hour, you know, Nizrika B'Neshama. You know, this hour is Sarach. Next hour, so Chazal, it's, you know, plenty of places in Chazal. In Psukim, to say that there's a musig of 12 hours and 12 hours, I mean, it's an amazing thing, things we take for granted.
He could say exactly.
You find the middle of the day.
We can make a mistake.
Say that, that's something else. The other thing you find is the middle of the night. The middle of the night and the middle of the day. That's all you find. But that's not a chiddush. But, you know, the day could be 3 hours. They could be 16 hours.
Yeah,
they could be,
I'm
sorry? Correct. You have periods, you know, when the sun is strong, but you don't have hours and so on.
Why could be that in Bethlehem there's hardly anybody was killed?
Anyway, so let's see. So this is just to mention one other thing, which is also quite interesting. So we're saying that there is a fundamental difference between Chakiris and Bedikas. When it comes to Chakiris, you say which month? I don't know. Adis is bottle. If you ask the fellow which color shoes was he wearing, he says, I don't know, no problem. Even if both of them say, I don't know, it's okay. So the Gemara seems that the Mishnah seems to say there's Chakiris and there's Bedikas. From what I recall, I don't remember exactly how this works, but I seem to recall that Shitas HaRambam is that there are Chakiris and there are Bedikas and there are Drishais. Rambam says there's a third category. And the Rambam makes the following breakdown. Chakiris, time and place. Bedikas, peripheral, unessential, unimportant factors. Was it a blue shirt? Was it a green shirt? Drishus is, did he kill the fellow with his hands? Or did he use a sawed-off shotgun? Adam says, I have no idea. He said Reuven killed him. How did he kill him? With a gun or with a knife? Oh, I have no clue. What do you mean you have no clue? You're testifying that he killed him. See, you can hear that not to know something which has to do with the actual, with the very essence of what you are coming to be made on, that is already much worse than a lack of knowledge when it comes to what color shoelaces the guy was wearing. So, Kim Domani, that is the Rambam says that there's Chakiris, there's Bedikas, and there are Drishas. I'll go on.
You said the Drishas are market?
So yeah, there's raid as to what exactly, you know, what exactly we say by drishas. Fine, good. Al kovanim we say like this. So we are quoting the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and we're saying that is the difference between bedikas and chakiris. The point is, by chakiris, time and place. If a person makes a mistake, the edus is bottle umavotl. Frag the Gemara, the amorist toy inish kuli hayin. If you want to tell me that a person makes such a big mistake, Chakir is the Eza Shah, Nami Eidus Shiata Yachal Hazimahi. The Amri Mitra Katainan. Think about the case. What happens over here? Reuven comes to the Bezdin, and we cross examine Reuven by himself. When did it take place? It took place in the second hour of the day. And we cross examine Shimon. When did it take place? And he says it took place in the fourth hour of the day, and so on. So, if you're telling me that a person is able to make a mistake, and we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a mistake just under 3 hours, so how are you going to be Mekayim in the Chakira of the Eza Shah if the fellow will say, Chagamachta Tos, I'm sorry, I'm only human, I didn't realize it was a mistake? That is the Gemara's Kasha. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the bottom, first word in the line, Ve'yamris toy inish kulihai chakiris deis ishanami ein lachaba hazama. How can you be mazim? Afilu ki lo amar eini eder. Even the guy doesn't say I don't know. Tahagi amar v'chamesh v'amri lei v'chamesh imano aisa. You're with us in the fifth hour. Yachalemer ma'arba haya. Avol teisi. So Samson, I made a mistake. You're right. And we're saying these chakiras are the araisa. Again, I think what Rabbeinu Sanai B'Shitz is going to be very helpful over here. So says the Gemara. So how is there going to be a kiyum din, which is le'ikuva of edus shi'at yachal azima, that the fellow can say he made a mistake when it comes to the hour? Says the Gemara, di'avinen lo kulu tausayu. We will incorporate and we will allow for the full range of mistake, markedisle for Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda respectively. Meaning Reb Meir, Yavinan Lahu, Mitchila Shah Rishena, Ad Seif Chamish. So we will allow for an area of mistake from the beginning of the first hour until the end of the fifth hour. We'll explain all this. Really, we should give for even more time before. Between day and night, people don't make a mistake. We'll explain this in a second. And the same with Rabbi Yehuda, until the end of the sixth hour. Because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake just under 3 hours. Ubedinu denesiv lumi kara. Today we should give even more. Ella ben yamama lelovia loy to inji. One more line. Ubedinu denesiv kameit. Today we should give a person even more. The area of mistake should be even more later on in the day. Ella shebehei chama bemizrach ubezayin chama bemayriv. So again, the Gemara's question was, if you're telling me, according to Rabbi Meir, people make a mistake up until 2 hours. So think about this. Between two Eidim, there's an area of up until 4 hours of mistake. Because if one Eid says over here, so maybe, yeah, it was 2 hours earlier. And one Eid says over here, maybe it was 2 hours later. So that there is the actual area which is covered within human error, could be a large area. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 3 hours. So the Gemara says, really, so how are we going to be mekayim din hazama? That it's only if, and I'm just going to throw out the number now, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, the margin of error is going to be a 5 hour margin, let's say. So the only way we'd be able to do hazama is, proving comes in the Bezin and says, you know, in the second hour of the day, I witnessed the murder. If the Eidim say, but six, you know, for that entire 5 hour period, the entire area of potential doubt and human error, that entire period you were with us. I will ask again, Babi Ha'ara, but don't we say that the Chakiras of the Araisa, so what gives us the ability to relax the din of the Chakira of Shois? Teretz is, like Rabbi Yonatan Abishitz is saying, that really mid the Araisa, there's no such thing as 12 hours. To say that, oh, it's Xeris HaKasiv, and every single hour, you know, is considered to be a separate, distinct, real halachic mitzvah, midyaraisa. That's not true. Really, midyaraisa is just the Zman Morgish, the AM and the PM, and therefore, it's not considered to be a halachic concession from the din of the prerequisite of having the Chakira of a Shah, if we incorporate the Zman of Tos. Because really, like Rabbi Yonatan said, there's room to do that. According to the Chazon Ish that we mentioned, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. I'm sorry, just 1 second. Rabbi has to ask one thing. I'm sorry.
It could be that morning and afternoon, according to him.
Yeah, yeah. Morning and afternoon would make a big difference, for sure. Yeah, what do you say, Nathan?
The principle of Tzvisas, can it be...
The principle of?
Zuizas. Can it be a principle of time, in a way, that could categorize where and when?
Can you explain what you mean by that? I'm not sure you mean.
Because we're trying to define and narrow down the concept of time into choice.
Right.
But the principle of Jesus, can we borrow it to say when it was?
Yeah, I mean, the reason it has to do with the hanhaga of people and how a person acts. Sometimes it tells me that if I have a mitzvah which is incumbent upon me to do, like by Kahanim, we'll say Kahanim's reason, and we will assume therefore the act took place earlier. But when it comes to Reuven killing Shimon, you know, I don't think we're able to incorporate that. The Gemara is going to use the Lashon of reason in a minute for something slightly different. Let's just go through one Rashi just to make sure we have the Cheshbon very clear. Or maybe two Rashis over here. If you look at Rashi 2, 4, so about 8 lines in the bottom, Umishani, middle of the line. He says, Umishani, diavina luhu kulei teusayu, meaning the miyesh miziman kan, yechilim laziman al yedei shah, vitausa, through the hour and its full area of mistake, v'leimele kol hashah vitausa, hayisa imanu, the entire time you're with us, and therefore it's a physical impossibility that you witness the crime. I just see at least the beginning of this Rashi, just to make sure we have it. So, L'Rabbi Meir, the Arma Adam Toya Beisho, is Yavin and Lehu, Lahani Dishtayim, Vishalish, Mitchilas Shar Rishena. Meaning, one witness said it took place in the second hour, one witness said it took place in the third hour. Okay, so how will this flesh out L'maisa? So we say, Yavinu Lahani Dishtayim Vishalish, Mitchilas Shar Rishena, from the beginning of the first hour, Ad Soif Chamesh, until the end of the fifth hour, Bein Shnehen, between the two, Lahai Dishtayim, the guy who says it took place in the second hour, Yavinu Lahani Shar Rishena, Vishniya, we give him the first hour, maybe it took place then, the second hour, Shlishis, Rubius, because up till 2 hours on either side. Ulai, the Shalish, the guy who said in the third hour, Yavin and Lay Oid Hamishus, will give him also into the fifth. The Sulay, and the Chiyami Lay Lahai, the Shtayim, the Shmiya, Imano Aiso, Yesh Lay Lay Matoisi, Shtay Shays, La Aferai, Ulmai Sahaya Brishena, Oid Haya Lay Lay Mar, Mai Sahaya, Kaidum Rishena Shahachas, Elabenya Mamalalalalya. So we're never going to give a person the benefit of the doubt and say he made a mistake if that's going to go and encroach in the pre-Netzachama or the post-Chatzais period, because there's no way you would have made such a mistake. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that if you're telling me according to Rava, Bedas Rebbe, the person makes a mistake under 3 hours. According to Rabbi Meir, you make a mistake just under 2 hours. How are you able to be mekayem the din of Eidus Shiat Yochel Azrima, which is Le'ikuva? There it is, because you would say you might have eaten for the entire period, and so on.
When we say on the Eidim, the Eidim Zomim, we also say they can make a mistake at the time. They come along and say, we saw this fella at 10 o'clock. They might have made a mistake. It might be 12 o'clock.
Bob is asking if maybe the Adam Zemim also made a mistake with the time. So you mean to say, if Adam Zemim say, how could you say you saw Reuven Kol Shimon in New York at 6 p.m.? At 6 p.m. you were with us in Chicago.
Yeah.
And maybe they made a mistake.
It must be a long distance, a long period of time. You couldn't get from New York to Chicago.
That's a grand mark, it's correct.
Let's say he says, I saw you at 6 o'clock in Stamford Hill, and he says, you were with us at 6
Manchester.
O'clock. In Manchester.
Right.
Do we say they could also make a mistake?
So we don't say, we don't assume that, because otherwise we would never listen to Adam Zimmerman, because we would say maybe the Adam Zimmerman made a mistake.
Why do we say,
have to assume.
Why do we say the fellow? The first aid we do say can make a mistake, and the aid is on when we don't say it can make a mistake.
You're saying that the fact that we see that human error is built into this discussion, to the extent that we're able to be Mekayim, the Aedis, even though there's a Hitzilu HaAeda which is fighting on the other side and saying, be matzal the guy, so too we should say the Edom Zayim make a mistake. There is no Vetzila Eido against that, though. Maybe that's the answer.
Or can you say Eido Zomim is a Chiddush HaTorah, because the Maaseh is...
Let me think about it more. Are you what you're asking? Maybe? Yeah. No, I hear. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta, Tanan. Revi Meir, it's a net fine. Adkan, we finished with Sanhedrin, now we're back to Pesachim, with all of this. So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Revi Meir, Omer, Eichon Kol Hei, V'Sarfim Metchil Zvav. You're allowed to eat the fifth hour, and you burn at the beginning of the sixth. Revi Yudah Omer, Eichon Kol Dalud, Teilin Kol Hei, you can derive benefit in the fifth. V'Sarfim Metchil Zvav. So let's make the cheshbon. La'abaya. Aliba the Rabbi Meir. The armor ain adam tayavale kloma. According to Abaya, B'das Rabbi Meir, in the first lashna of Abaya, he said, in Rabbi Meir, people do not make mistakes. They get it bang on. When the guy said the second hour, he meant the very, very last moment of the second. When the guy said the third hour, he meant the very, very first moment of the third. If so, why did Chazal feel it necessary to make a hachaka and to disallow us eating our chametz in the sixth hour? You should be allowed to eat your chametz in the sixth hour. That's the Gemara's kasha. Nechol kulishis. You should be able to eat the entire sixth. It says la'davka kulishis. That's our chlisrik techshesh. But for the most part, you should be allowed to eat the entire sixth hour. And la'ach lishnanami, according to the second Mashna Vabaya, the Amr Adam Taya Mashu, person makes a little bit of a mistake. Still, Nechad Seifshis, you should be able to eat the majority of the sixth hour. That's Abaya and Rabbi Meir. The Abaya Liba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Adam Taya Hatishah, Nechad Ad Palgadishis. Let him eat 5.5 hours into the day. Why did they ask the entire sixth hour? Ula Akhlish Nanami, the Amr is Adam Taya Shah O Mashu. Nechal ad sevei, you should be able to at least eat until the end of the fifth hour. Why does he say toilin in the fifth hour? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, there is a simple chilek. Eidus mesura lizrizim, chametz lakol masur. When it comes to someone coming to be made in Bezdin, one second. If you look at Rashi across, Rashi says Eidus mesura lizrizim, Zakt Rashi. Ein adam ba lahayid ala nefesh, elim kein baki b'shois. Why? The feature yedeahu shaseif liyidarish b'dush b'chakira. He knows that they are going to interrogate him. Avol chametz ala kol motol, v'shein baki b'shois teben. So the reason why, says Abaya, Chazal had to aser already from an earlier time is because it is Masura Lakol. So that is a very simple answer according to Abaya. Now let's see how this fits according to Rava. Rava, leave it to Rabbi Meir, Dharma Odom Teyat Shteshais, Hosamashu. So according to that, Mitchilas Hei, Leinecho, you should not be allowed to eat from the beginning of the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour. But you say, in Rabbi Meir, a person makes a mistake up until 2 hours. So, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, hey, chama b'mizrach, v'zayin chama b'mayrif. Meaning, we also need to take into consideration where the sun is. Meaning, we cannot allow two-hour gaps when it comes to chametz, because we know, for instance, in the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. In the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. Says the Gemara Yahachi, b'shis nami nechol. Well, if you're going to say that the reason why we're not going to, we assume that the person's not going to make a mistake for 2 hours because of the location of the sun, so then why don't we allow eating in the sixth hour also? Because the sun at the beginning of the sixth hour is still somewhat in the east. So v'shis nami necho. Amravada barava, no. Shis yoyma b'karna sakoy. In the sixth hour, it's kind of more in the center and the middle of the sky, and therefore, that's the reason why we cannot allow in the sixth hour. So again, Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, says a person makes a mistake 2 hours. So we said you shouldn't allow eating from the beginning of the fifth. We say there's a very clear difference between where the sun is with that 2 hour gap, and therefore that's the reason why we allow in the fifth hour according to Rabbi Meir. V'Rav Aliv to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Adam Toya Gimel Shais Hasamashu. So here we got a problem. So Mitchilas Dalet Leinecho. So if a person can make a mistake of 3 hours, so already from the beginning of the fourth hour, you should not be able to eat. So the Gemara says the same thing. Now, hey, chama b'mizrach, shava chama b'mayriv. The Kol Shekein Dalet, when it's so much further in the east, for sure there is no issue. Ah, if so, ihachi behei nami necho. So if you're telling me that we look at the location of the sun and in the fourth hour of the day, it's clear that the sun is still in the eastern part of the sky, and therefore we don't need to answer it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the fifth hour, the beginning of the fifth hour, it's still very clear that it's not in the middle of the sky. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ask? According to you, Rava. Says the Gemara, Tirgama Abaya, Aliba to Rava. Abaya comes to answer up for his bar plug to Rava, and he says, Eidus Mesur Lizrizim. Chametz Lakol Maser, meaning I'll tell you the reason why Rava Bedas Rabbi Yehuda will say that we don't eat in the fifth hour, because chametz is nimsa to any old person, and people are not so careful and particular, and therefore they needed to be that much more careful. Whereas Rava Amar, no, Rava has his own answer. Rava Amar Lav Haidu Time at Rabbi Yehuda. That is not the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. You mean the reason why Rabbi Yehuda does not allow you to eat in the fifth hour, even though it's clear that the sun is still in the east, it's for a different reason. El Rabbi Yehuda Latamei, the Amar Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. Shita Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of Parakol Shah is that one is supposed to burn Chametz, one is specifically supposed to burn Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from Neisar, from a Kal Vachemer. And he says that Noisa, which is Kal, there's no Bal Yirah, Bal Yamatzah for Noisa, and still you must burn it. Chametz, which is Chomer, there's a Bal Yirah, Bal Yamatzah. For sure you should burn it. Rabbi Gemara asks various questions back and forth, but he learns out that there is a halachic obligation to burn Noisa. So says Rava, that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says don't eat Chametz in the fifth hour. Why? What's the reason? The Yavule Rabbanin Shah Achas Lil Kid Ba Eitzim. Chazal therefore gave you an extra hour to encourage you to get your act together, to go and gather the necessary firewood, so that you'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah properly. And that's why, so you're right, mitzvah mistakes, you're right. In a Hanami, that wouldn't be the issue. The reason why they said, according to Rebuta, don't eat in the fifth hour is to facilitate bir chametz in the best manner, which is derech shreifa. Ragbi Gemara Ezir Ravin L'Rava. That's the reason. You're telling me that Chazal said, don't eat chametz in the fifth hour in order to ensure you do bir chametz, the shreifa. Ezir Ravin L'Rava. Am Rebuta. Rebuta himself says, Amosai, that I'd say that you have to do bir chametz with sreifa, shalei b'shas b'yurei, if it's before the beginning of the seventh hour. Avo b'shas b'yurei, but once it's the beginning of the seventh hour, hashpas lasei, the holdover, you can be mashpas it any which way you like. Now, if you look at Rashi 3 lines down the wide lines, Amosai, ayma in bir chametz ala sreifa, shalei b'shas b'yurei, b'tchila sheish, so when do I say burn it? Only at the beginning of the sixth, during the sixth. Avo shleit b'shas b'yurei b'sheva shumuzim min ha-teira hashpasas v'choldover. So what's the question? V'teirach ze lama im ein lo eitzim yamtin ad shas b'yurei v'yishpasenu v'choldover. The way Rashi is learning the question, which is a little bit difficult, Rashi is learning the question like this. I don't understand you, Rava. You're telling me that Rav Yehuda says, Gans Klal Yisrael, don't have breakfast, don't have a chametz stick of breakfast in the fifth hour, because I'd like you all to go and gather wood. Why do I want you to gather wood? Because I would like you to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Sreifa, Bir Chametz with Sreifa specifically. Frakt Rav Yehuda, I don't understand. What's the Maboer? Pardon Daniel. What's Frensach? What's the big deal? If you don't find your wood, if you don't have any wood, once you reach the beginning of the seventh hour, you can flush it down the toilet, you can be Zer Mefar L'Ruach, Hamat L'Yam. Why would they matrich you to do this if anyway, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not Le'ikuva, it's not such a big deal? Pesach has three questions on the way Rashi learns. Ein Sham, we don't have so much time. But that is the way Rashi is learning the question over here. So again, Esavin L'Rava, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amos Eish L'Bishaz B'Yuroi. Avo B'Shaz B'Yuroi, Hash B'Sas B'Chol Dover, El Amar Rava. You wonder the reason why Chazal said, why Rabbi Yehuda says, you may not eat chametz in the fifth hour, Gzeir Mishem Yeim HaMa'unan. The concern is, Yeim HaMa'unan, says Rashi five lines down, She'ein Chamas Zirachas, people are not able to check up and see the time. They cannot tell where the sun is. And that's the reason why. So maybe even the fourth hour you shouldn't eat. And that we say, no. Amr Papa, Dalid Zman Suda Lakali. The fourth hour of the day, everyone are beginning it. That is breakfast. That is the time when people eat. There's a certain body clock. People know it is the fourth hour of the day, and that is the time when they eat. Let's just see a couple more lines. Tan Rabbanan, Shor Rishon in the first hour of the day, Maichludim. This is the time when the cannibals eat. Shnia Maichlistim. This is when the robbers eat. Shlishis Maichl Yarshin. Revius Maichl Poyalin, the workers. Hamish is Maichl Tamid Chachamim. Shishis Maichl Kol Adam. Didn't Rav Papa say the fourth hour is the Zman Suda for everyone? Ela Epoch, you're right. Revius Michael Kol Adam, the fourth hour of the day is the Zman of everyone. Everyone eats. Chamishis is Michael Poyalim, and Shishis is the Michael of Talmidei Chachamim. Mikan ve'elach kezirik evan lechemus. Henceforth, it's like throwing a stone into a flask. That means that it's actually mazik, or you will not get the nutritional effect if you eat so late into the day. This is only you didn't taste anything. Then there is no problem. Fine. So we saw over here, we mentioned the Sugi in Sanhedrin. We mentioned the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Machlig is a bayin rav as to the span of the error that a person has when it comes to edus. We shteled it to our sigya and asked questions both in a bayin and rava, and we gave various answers. Let's see a couple more minutes and we'll stop. Says the gemara like this: Amar Rav Ashi ki machlig is be edus. The machlig is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda legavi edus. Kach machlekes v'chametz. The same machlekes applies to chametz. Right, bigam abshita. Haina achdama adamrin. And isn't this exactly what we said? So, what exactly is the chiddush of Rav Ashi? Hakamashmulan shinuya deshaninen shinuyo. You're right. And Hanami, it's coming to say that the answer which we gave is a good answer, and we can rely on it. And you shouldn't think that this is something which was said. The machlekes tanoim. If you look at Rashi over here, the elans at the bottom, kemachlekes the Rimeir Rabbi Yehuda, the edus mishum the Rabbi Yehuda toy inish tvei, kach machlekes b'machnisin ami b'chametz mishum the Rabbi Yehuda toy inish tvei, ubein the Rabbi Meir bein Rabbi Yehuda the loy mechiki kulei teusa. And so on. This is something which we can rely on. And therefore, kamachlekes be'edus, the same machlekes would apply legabe chametz. Amr Shimi Barashi, lishanu ela b'shoyis. This that we said, Rashi says this din of the Sanhedrin is only legabe shos, is only with regards to hours. Is with regards to hours. Aval echadim rakaidim anitzachama, of echadim anitzachama, edus and betela. One says it was pre nates, and one says it was after nates, then edus is bottle for you want pshita, of course. It's as clear as day that one is pre and one is post. Ala echadim rakaidim anitzachama. The echadim rakaidim anitzachama, edus and betela. That's what he meant to say. If one says it was before a sunrise, and one says it was during sunrise, then we say the edus is bottle. That's also obvious. Now, you might have thought they're really testifying about the same moment. When he says with and during nates, really bigiluya have the chazi, he just saw the shine, the radiance, kamash malon. Meaning a person cannot say during. And a person cannot, you cannot say during and you cannot say pre, because even between during Netzachama and after Netzachama, there's a very clear difference, and therefore that would not be considered to be Eidus Mukhavenis. Okay. Tomorrow 9:30, Mitzvah Shem.